been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the January 18th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I am still in Scottsdale, Arizona today, and tomorrow I'll be back in the Carlsbad BSN studios on Monday. Well, a little pullback is not out of line here today after yesterday's 300-point pop. The Dow is down 26 points today, but we're still above 26,000. In fact, we're at 26,089 this morning. The S&P 500 is down 1.8 points this morning, right at 2,800. And just looking at a chart of the S&P 500, you could make the argument that the S&P now has a resistance level, well, a three-day resistance level of 2,800. The NASDAQ is down 16 after an explosive move up yesterday. The NASDAQ currently sits at 7,282. The Russell 2000 down 4.5 points, down 0.3%. Crude oil down a little bit here this morning, down 15 cents to $63.82. Gold is down $7.70 as the dollar continues to sink. Gold is at $1,331 per ounce. The euro is at a whopping 1.225. The euro has really gone on a run here recently as the dollar continues to dive. The VIX has picked up just a little bit here. The VIX is at 11.72. And the all-important 10-year bond yield this morning is at 2.60%. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I'm broadcasting here from Scottsdale, Arizona today and tomorrow, and I will be back in the Carlsbad studios on Monday. Well, we had a huge day in the market. I couldn't believe it. You know, after that crazy Tuesday where we opened up 250 points and then we were down almost 200 points and finished slightly down on Tuesday in a wild ride. I call it Mr. Toad's Wild Ride on Tuesday at Disneyland. We followed up yesterday with the market blasting off and just getting more powerful throughout the day. The stock market set new records yesterday. It was pretty much the technology sector that was pushing stocks higher. We've had some earnings, but nothing really to set off yesterday's rally. Every sector in the S&P 500 yesterday was up, all 11 sectors. The tech sector was up 1.6% yesterday, and led the big move in the market yesterday. Consumer staples, healthcare groups also went up quite well yesterday, 1.2% and 1% respectively. And what was behind the big move in the Dow? You folks, my friends in Seattle. That's right. It was Boeing. Can you believe this? This move in Boeing? Boeing contributed to a lot of those points in the Dow yesterday. Boeing is pulling back $9 per share this morning. Boeing is down 2.6%, so I guess you could say that Boeing is the cause of the small drop in the Dow today. But yesterday, Boeing contributed about a third of the Dow's rise, so 100 of those points came from Boeing. Boeing is up another 17% year to date after a torrid 89% run last year. And I continue to own Boeing in not only my income and growth portfolio, but also in my premier growth portfolio. Boeing is now up in the income. Now, this is an income portfolio, mind you. This is a bond alternative. I'm the guy who does not like the bond market. And instead, I own dividend-paying stocks. With Boeing at $342 today, that puts me up, since I purchased it, Boeing up 86% since last May. So less than, what does that work out to, about 9 months, my Boeing position, which I found using my Best Stocks Now app and my valuation that I felt was quite compelling on Boeing 9 months ago. Not as compelling today. In fact, I've got to reassess my holding in Boeing. I may want to cut some and take some off the table here. Maybe cut my position in half because it has become quite an outsized position in my dividend portfolio, which is off to a very good start this year. It's up 4.2% so far this year after a 16% gain last year, handily beating the bond market, the beleaguered bond market. Boeing is now up 86% since my purchase in the income portfolio last May. We have some pretty good news on the economy this morning. What's new? It seems like we haven't had any bad news in quite some time on the economy. If anything, I see the economy accelerating and picking up steam right now, and I'll have some evidence of that here in a moment. Look at the jobless claims this week. That's a really kind of a stunning number. The jobless claims came in at just 220,000. The consensus was 250,000. This is a sign of a stable job market. And you know that jobless claims are now at a 45-year low? That's how strong the jobs market is at the current time. Continuous claims came in at 76,000. That was a little bit higher than what was expected. But that's quite a stunning low number on initial jobless claims. 220,000 versus 250,000 consensus. Housing starts dip in December. Well, let's think back on the weather in December. I think the ground was frozen. It's pretty hard to build a house on top of tundra. December housing starts 1.19 million versus the 1.27 expected. I don't think we should be too surprised about a dip in housing starts. Okay, that's breaking ground, you know, digging the foundation, laying the foundation. Housing starts very weak in December. I think we had one of the coldest Decembers on record. So I'm not too worried about the drop in housing claims. Building permits, however, which looks to the future, came in a little bit higher than expected. We've got the U.S. Treasury back at 2.60%. I think it's Jeffrey Gundlach that says if it hits 2.63, look out. That's the beginning of a new bear market in bonds. I believe that the bear market in bonds began in July of 2016. That's when I called the top in the bond market, and that was the top in the bond market as of now. With 10-year treasuries now at 2.60, there's going to be an auction today, $13 billion in 10-year tips. So they'll be watching the veracity and the appetite for U.S. bonds. What about that story by Bloomberg that China, that was last week, I believe, was going to start cutting their bonds? So now that proved out to be fake news. And never heard an apology from Bloomberg or an explanation. Life goes on over there. But pressure has been rising on the bond market. Speculation that the tax reforms passed late last year will accelerate economic growth. And here's the big word, inflation. Now, we don't have any signs of inflation yet, but we're seeing the financials break out. We're seeing the commodity stocks break out. We're seeing the dollar continue to dive. We're seeing the lowest number of jobless claims in 45 years. We're seeing the lowest unemployment numbers in many years. Those are all inflationary in nature. The stock market and the bond market are forward-looking. And right now, the stock market and the bond market are bracing for, that's why everybody will be watching this tip auction today, those are treasuries protected for inflation. We'll see what kind of veracity, what kind of appetite there is for these. That would be another indicator of what the market and the consumers out there are expecting, investors are expecting in the way of inflation going forward. I think we're going to see inflation start to kick in, and I have been adding some commodity types of stocks, related stocks, to my portfolios here recently. Okay, when we come back, will there be a government shutdown this weekend, and what impact might that have on your mark, on your portfolio? And go China, go. Wow. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, with the market slightly down here this morning after just a huge run-up on Wednesday, and after a very roller coaster ride, to say the least, on Tuesday after that three-day weekend. China's economy grew by 6.9% in 2017. Now, you know, it could be the case of they go to their accountants and say, the accountants ask the Chinese government, what do you want the numbers to be? Well, how about 6.9? That sounds good. Okay, 6.9, that's good. We don't really know. But according to the Chinese government, their economy grew at a rate of 6.9% in 2017. This is the first growth acceleration in 7 years. Well, we're seeing growth acceleration, and I've been saying it here in the U.S. And as the U.S. economy goes, so goes the rest of the world. The U.S. drives the global economy. And I've been saying for quite some time, there's evidence, quite a bit of evidence here and there, that our economy is starting to accelerate. And I think we see signs of that. I think we saw it over the holidays with the very robust holiday sales. I think we're seeing it at the malls, at the regional shopping centers, at the theaters, at restaurants. I think we're seeing it. We're seeing it in the jobs market. And guess what? China now has their first growth acceleration spurt in 7 years. And I think that is riding the coattails of the U.S. We also have Amazon narrowing it down now to 20 cities. Okay, here you are. Atlanta, you're still in the running for that second Amazon headquarters. Of course, they're headquartered in Seattle. Austin, Texas, Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Denver, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Miami, Montgomery County, Maryland, Nashville, Tennessee, Newark, New Jersey, New York City, Northern Virginia, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh, PA. So, you know, that's kind of become a little bit of a hub there in Pennsylvania. Raleigh, North Carolina, Toronto, or Washington, D.C. Well, we know that Bezos owns the Washington Post, so maybe he could operate both his newspaper and his company from Washington, D.C. Now, 238 communities had submitted proposals. It's down to 20. Speaking of Atlanta, I just want to remind you that my show will be moving to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And I will have a market closing update on how the market did for the day, and then it will proceed to my radio show, but it will be at 4 p.m., and that's starting on the 29th of this month, so in just a couple of weeks here, we'll be at a new time in Atlanta, and Seattle will be moving to a different station, and I don't have the exact date, but that's within the next 40 days or so, something like that. We'll be moving from KKOL to a bigger signal, Salem station, that will have a little bit broader reach for us. And I will be on at the 1 o'clock hour on that new station in Seattle. Amazon, we announced. Apple, how about Apple? Apple, we talked about the tax cut and who benefits from the tax cut. It's up to like 190 companies now that have reported bonuses, that have reported pay raises. Some of them are increasing their matching in the 401k programs. Some of them have increased employee benefits. Well, I think this is the biggest one yet. Apple really ups the ante. Most companies are giving their employees a $1,000 bonus to go spend in the economy or to pay off credit card debt, whatever the case may be. Apple is going to issue employee bonuses of $2,500 worth of restricted stock units. Okay, so they're going to get stock in the company. Well, that may go up. That may go down. It will be restricted. I don't know what the restriction is. Maybe they can't sell it for 60 days. Maybe they can't sell it for a year. I don't know what that restriction is. The bonuses come as the company plans to repatriate most of its overseas cash. And, of course, Apple has a massive, massive wad of cash overseas. It's coming home. Employees below the senior level director position will be eligible. Apple has over 120,000 employees, including its retail store workers. Major employer here in the U.S. And Apple also announced that they're going to add $350 billion to the U.S. economy. They're bringing back $38 billion in repatriated tax payments. And they're going to hire 20,000 additional workers. You know what? That's a big increase. To go from 120,000 workers to 140,000 workers, that's a 12% increase in their workforce. So good news. I mean, Apple would not be making these kinds of investments in the U.S. economy if they weren't bullish on the U.S. economy. In addition to this, they anticipate $30 billion in capital expenditures. Over $10 billion of the will go towards data center investments. So Apple really going to bring that cash back and put it to work here in the U.S., which is why we have been moaning and crying and begging for that cash to come back to the U.S. We needed the tax reform in order for that to happen, and now it's happened, and guess what? The benefits are being felt. GE, oh my gosh, down another 4% yesterday. It was the biggest winner in the Dow there for a while. And now they're talking about breaking the company up. They're talking about more problems that they're discovering at GE. Over the last 5 years, GE's earnings have been decreasing by 10% per year. While the stock has gone from a high of 33 to 17, it's almost been cut in half since its high back in 2016. I don't know how much Jeffrey Immelt took when he left the company. I think he took a lot more out of the company than the shareholders ever received. I am not a Jeffrey Immelt fan, and even J.P. Morgan now saying it's becoming increasingly difficult to justify its current $16 stock price target, as there may be many dis-synergies that have not yet been accounted for. J.P. Morgan saying, really, the value of this stock is closer to $12 per share. Ouch. Immelt, one of the worst CEOs of all time. Well, we've got earnings, and we've got one of my stocks in the news today, and it is blowing up the upside here today. Want to talk about that. That is the move of the day. Stock we own, a huge position at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It looks like the market down, it's mostly Boeing. The Dow's now down 57. But of course, we had that huge day yesterday. Now, we have some earnings coming in today, and we need to keep our eye. We are still in the first inning of earnings season. And in the newsletter tomorrow, I will give you an update of just how earnings season has gone so far. We'll take a look at the companies that have reported, what percentage of the companies have beat earnings, what percentage of the companies have guided higher, what percent have guided lower. I'll be updating my profit forecast for the S&P 500 for this year and next year. And I'll be giving you a rundown of what to expect next week as a slew. The dam burst open, will burst open next week as earnings will start to flood the market. So it will be a very, very busy week for me, staying on top of those earnings, especially on top of the companies that I own at the current time. Well, today we've got Morgan Stanley reporting, and it looks like they beat earnings. Morgan Stanley, a big one of the big money center banks. They were up 2% just a little while ago. The stock right now is up, I believe, 1%. Let's see. Yeah, no, it's up just 7 cents. But still, that's a beat on their earnings forecast. The banks have been very strong recently. Earlier in the week, I had Comerica report, and they had a nice beat to earnings. That's one that I own. And Comerica is at or near all-time highs here today. So, so far, it's mostly been the big banks that we've seen reporting their earnings. Another big bank is Key Corp, symbol K-E-Y. And it looks like their earnings, not quite what the street expected. The stock is down 50 cents this morning. KeyCorp is headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio. They pay a 2.2% dividend yield. It's a $22 billion regional bank. The big one in my ledger today, Taiwan Semiconductor, one of my top five positions at Gunderson Capital Management. Not only do I own Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, in my premier growth portfolio, but I also own it in my dividend portfolio. Taiwan Semiconductor clobbers earnings estimates today, and the stock is breaking out to new all-time highs today at $44.42 per share. Taiwan Semiconductor is probably the biggest semiconductor manufacturer in the world that you've never heard of. In fact, it is bigger, I want to say, than Intel. Yeah, a little bit bigger, $20 billion more in market capitalization than Intel. Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, has a dividend yield right now of 2.1%. So, you know, there's that old argument that I would make. I'm a little bit of a contrarian in my industry. I'm not the typical asset allocation model type of guy who would have an 80-year-old and 80% bonds at the current time. I don't have any exposure to the bond market. I'm very worried about the bond market going forward. Therefore, as a substitute to what would be the traditional method of obtaining income for older clients, I own dividend-paying stocks like Boeing. That's one of my holdings in my income portfolio. Taiwan Semiconductor is another one of my holdings. Isn't that too risky? I think the bond market's more risky at this stage of the game. Taiwan is a $230 billion market cap company. Taiwan has a nice dividend yield, like I say, of 2.1%. And TSM has really delivered the goods over the years. Let's just see where it's currently ranked in my Best Stocks Now app. It's number 69 overall. They're expected to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years. There's no way that that kind of capital appreciation is possible or that kind of growth is possible in the treasuries. Taiwan Semiconductor has been have been growing their earnings by 17% per year over the last 5 years. Taiwan was up 50% last year, 26% the year before that, 93% the year before that, 28.3% the year before that. It's a mega cap stock. And once again, I would rather own it's a no-brainer for me. For income, I would much rather own a stock and equity portfolio with a world that is awash in debt, government debt, consumer debt. I mean, debt everywhere you look, there's debt, and it's piling up. Student loan debt. I don't want to own debt. I would rather own ownership and equity. Taiwan Semiconductor is about a 2.5% overall position in my income portfolio, and it's about a 2.5%. Of course, it's increasing today in its weight because the stock is up considerably, but it's a 2.5% overall weighting also in my my premier growth portfolio. Okay, once a member of the Dow, no longer a member of the Dow, used to kick off earnings season, no longer kicks off earnings season. Alcoa, which has had a pretty good run here recently. Alcoa broke up into two companies. The AA that used to be in the Dow is now a mid-cap. It's only a $9.7 billion company. Alcoa has had some terrific growth, however, here recently as aluminum prices have risen. We've had commodity prices rising here recently. The dollar continues to fall. The demand for aluminum, lightweight, continues to rise, especially in the electrification of the car. And we've seen Alcoa over the last four quarters, their sales have been up 25% year over year, 23% year over year, 27%, and 25%. So they've reported four very impressive quarters in a row. Their earnings are going to be up 26% this year versus last year. I have no position in Alcoa. They missed their earnings estimates a little bit today. Alcoa does not pay a dividend, and the stock is down 7.2% here this morning after a slight disappointment here in their earnings report. Let's see, what else? Who else? Well, we got to talk about Bitcoin, don't we? You can't go a day without talking about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is bouncing today. Is it a dead cat bounce? We'll see. GBTC is up 12% today. So we're seeing a rebound in Bitcoin. Bitcoin got below $8,000 yesterday. It nearly dropped below 9,000 at one point yesterday. Bitcoin has bounced back to 11,600 today. And Ethereum, Litecoin, and most of the alternative coin universe are showing similarly sized moves. But as I reported yesterday, Bitcoin is now down about 38% from its high, and the ETF that tracks Bitcoin, GBTC, is down 58% from its high. And speaking of Bitcoin and blockchain, I note that that ETF that came out yesterday is now in my chart system, BLOK. That is Amplify's new offering, and it's a collection of the Bitcoin stocks. I'll be talking to them today and lining them up for a guest appearance on my show, hopefully next week. Both the creator of the index, I want to know what's in there. What are the ingredients? The 19 secret herbs and spices in the new Bitcoin index. And I want to talk to Christian Magoon, who is the president of Amplify. He's also the one that brought out the iBuy ETF and also the Wear ETF, which is the wearable technology. This blockchain, I want a three sentence, I want a two sentence description for the folks what blockchain is and who the major players are in the industry. Now, I believe that while Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies I'm not a fan of at all, the blockchain technology, however, is real. All right. We'll have some more real stuff for you when I come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So far, we've talked about a few Best Stocks Now. No, it wasn't GE. We talked about Boeing. I wouldn't be chasing Boeing, however, at this level. In fact, you know, in my live trading service that I have many subscribers to, when I see a big move in a stock like Boeing, which I've seen many times over the last couple of months here, I'll always add a comment. I'll say, you know, this is a great breakout in Boeing today. I already own it in my income and growth portfolio and my premier growth, but I wouldn't be chasing it here. In other words, I tell you when not to buy also. And I've sent out similar messages recently on the big cat, Caterpillar. Caterpillar has been about as strong as Boeing has been. And I see today Berenberg, I guess that's an analyst research firm, is initiating coverage on Caterpillar with a buy rating and a price target of $200 per share. Now, I just wonder where they've been all along. They're getting on the train now, on the big cat train. It broke out, really, last fall. And my Caterpillar position, I own it in the income and growth portfolio. My big cat position is now up 73% since May 5th. That's the day before the Kentucky Derby. Who won the Kentucky Derby last year? I can't even remember. Anyways, Caterpillar is up 73.1% since my purchase in May of last year. And you want to own treasuries? You want to own high-yield bonds? Not me. You want to own corporate bonds? I would rather own the Caterpillar stock than the Caterpillar bond. But having said that, I would not be chasing this cat at this current time. I have it with 44% upside potential right now. That's a very important number in my valuation methodology. I like stocks that over the next 5 years have 80% or more upside potential. Now, I'll continue to hold a stock like cat because I think it's going higher, but the risk to reward ratio no longer favors the investor like it did when I purchased it back in May of last year. That's a very, very important formula, a very important thing to consider before buying a stock, the risk-to-reward ratio. Therein lies my biggest problem with the bond market. You're looking at very little reward upside potential with more risk, I would say 2-to-1 risk versus reward. Oh, no. I like it the other way around. I like a 2-to-1 reward versus risk potential. How about why? And you're saying, how come? And I'm saying, because I own YY, a Chinese provider of online social communications platform offering real-time voice, text, and video features. It's a $9 billion stock out of China. We just heard that China's economy is growing by 6.7% this year, has grown by that rate. Why? Why? Guess what the symbol is? No, it's not ZZ. It's YY. It's a $9 billion market cap company. It's a mid-cap stock. Their earnings over the last 5 years, if you believe the accounting, they are on the New York Stock Exchange. Actually, they're on the NASDAQ. I'm sure they have some people that sniff around and check those numbers. Their growth over the last 5 years in earnings has been 56% per year. And the YY is a stock that I own in my ultra growth portfolio, the ultra growth portfolio. YY gets an upgrade today. YY is going up because Nomura boost YY to a buy, and they raise their price target significantly to $161. The stock is currently trading at $136. And I believe YY is very highly ranked in my Best Stocks Now app. And that's one of the reasons that I own it. And it has, I think, an A-plus momentum grade at the current time. Okay, let's see. I got time for maybe one more here. And this is a Best Stock Now. But I'm getting a little nervous about the lithium stocks. The lithium stocks have been under some pressure here recently. Even though lithium is a required part of the electrification of the car, there's some problems down in Chile. Chile says, finally, that they've reached an agreement. It's all about royalties, you know? The government wants their piece of the pie, and SQM doesn't want to give them too much of a piece of the pie. SQM is the largest miner of lithium in the world, and the Chile government, in fact, Chile has the largest deposits of lithium in the world. So they have reached an agreement finally, but it doesn't look that favorable to me for SQM. So that's a stock I will be revisiting along with other. I own, I think, two lithium stocks at the current time. All right. Well, I'll be writing the newsletter tomorrow. The newsletter will have an update on the portfolios, the buys and sells I've been making. That's if you're a new person signing on. You'll get 4 weeks of that. If you're a client, you get that. If you're a live trading subscriber, you get the full Monty. I also have the just the free version of the newsletter that continues to go out every week with my rundown of the market each week, a summary of the shows I did, the stocks I talked about. Pretty valuable resource. And we've got thousands and thousands of people on our mailing list each week. And if you'd like to be on that, if you have interest in our services, whether you be a do-it-yourselfer or are looking for a money manager, you can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. You can also reach us. If you'd like to talk to one of us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And I will be giving a rundown on how the earnings season has gone so far, and also a forecast on what the earnings reports so far have done to the overall number, the aggregate S&P 500 earnings number, and what things look like going forward. And it's going to be a huge week of earnings next week, so brace yourself. I think it's safe to say that the 8-plus-year bull market is still intact. If you're not on board, give us a call. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.